Hello, and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. On the last show, we heard from two sides in the debate over a proposed new state park in Oregon County, a legislator opposed to the park and an environmentalist supporting it. I went down to Oregon County to see how people there feel about the park, and the reality is a little more complicated. The 11 Point River flows for more than 100 miles through Oregon County and right through the heart of the almost 4,200 acres the Department of Natural Resources recently bought to create a new state park. The river starts northwest of the small town of Thomasville, home to a cafe bearing its name.
11 Point Cafe, because it sits right on the banks of the river.
That's Jamie Warren, the cafe's owner.
A lot of people come in from the bigger cities to hunt, and they camp out, and so they come here because, you know, we're the only restaurant around, you know.
Like a lot of people I talk to, Warren's conflicted about the new park.
I think it could bring in a lot of tourists, and it could help the economy, but it's gonna take a fight.
For one main reason.
I'm like most of the locals, we hate change.
Across the street, 86-year-old Thomasville native Carl Williams thinks the new park would be good for the county, but agrees it'll be tough to realize.
It would help it immensely, but you've got your hands full when you're fighting Alton.
He's referring to the county seat, where the county commissioners have come out against the new park.
They're against anything new. Afraid they'll lose control. There's a few there that are afraid they'll lose control of the place.
The commissioners argue the federal and state government already own a fifth of the land in Oregon County, and that the local tax revenue would drop when more private lands move public. Some of the land the DNR bought had been leased for cattle ranching, a significant source of employment for the county. DNR offered the lessees the chance to buy land and were turned down, but the commissioners still feel it will hurt the county's economy. Still, even in Alton, the park has its supporters.
I personally think that it would be good for the community.
Christy Barrett owns Hometown Cafe on Alton's Court Square.
I think it would bring people in, tourism in, and I think it would be good for the local economy. The businesses.
A lifelong Alton resident, Parrott says the area hasn't changed much in her life.
We do have a bigger dollar store now, but I mean, like, other than that, the same stores that we have always had.
Like Warren, she sees the county as resistant to change.
There have always been certain groups of people that have kind of been the main people with the money and the social class type thing going around, and I think that they like their social status the way it is, and they don't want things to change.
But it's unclear if the question of whether the park would change Oregon County for better or for worse will ever be answered. The two bills to force the DNR to auction the land have stalled in the state legislature, and even if they passed, the governor would likely veto them. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and our previous story about the bills to try to stop the Oregon County Park on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.